If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey.
Hosts, welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Bradner, and today we're going to be talking about surrogacy and exploring surrogacy from both the surrogate and intended parent's standpoint. This is a very hard and draining decision for many, and yet such a beautiful decision that can be made, especially from a surrogate standpoint. So surrogacy is a compassionate and life-changing journey, and it allows individuals or couples to fulfill their dreams of parenthood. And there's many different reasons why this decision is made. So whether you're considering becoming a surrogate or looking to use a surrogate, the path ahead really involves some careful consideration, planning, informed decision-making. And I always share with my patients, I love to have them meet with a specialized counselor in this area. And for many, it's required. And I just am such a huge advocate for mental health that it's something I talk about from the beginning. So today we're going to outline some steps for both becoming and using. So let's begin with becoming a surrogate. So something to consider is a self-assessment and researching it, finding the right agency. And again, this is where I would like to insert meeting with a trained counselor who deals with this topic and this journey often. So before embarking in this journey, take time to really assess, are you physically ready? Is your family emotionally, medically, physically, financially ready for this journey to become a surrogate? And look at the different agencies. There are likely some in your local area. You don't always have to go with them. You can look at some that are nationwide. Look at the legal and medical requirements. And again, I want to talk about really considering the emotional aspect involved. Number two, when you choose a surrogacy agency, select a reputable one. Again, they're not all made equally, but find one that aligns with your values and your priorities. I have a dear friend that just chose one, and she took financial considerations into play as well. There was one that aligned more for her family financial goals. They also provided different financial aspects than other journeys did. So agencies will provide guidance, support, and coordination throughout your entire process, step by step. And they also ensure that all legal, medical, and logistical aspects are managed, and you'll have them working side by side. Number three, the actual medical and psychological evaluation. So you will undergo medical and psychological evaluations to ensure you are physically and mentally prepared for this journey. And they also help match you with intended parents and provide a comprehensive understanding of kind of what goes into this. Number four, the legal agreement. So it's a huge legal journey to go on as well, but you'll collaborate with legal professionals to help establish that process. And so you'll be guided step by step. You'll have an outline, rights, responsibilities, expectations of all parties. From my patient's perspective, and I work with many patients who have done this, they've all felt really comfortable with this. At times, some of the agencies are actual lawyers themselves, and that's really nice to have. So legal agreements are just crucial for protecting everyone's interests, not one-sided. They're really looking at protecting both of you through this process. And then number five, establishing a support system. And this might look different for everybody, but surrogacy can be really emotionally demanding, and you need to have friends, family, work, everybody, just a general support system in place when you are going through this. You're going to have different feelings that arise. Then you insert some pregnancy hormones, and you just need to have, before you go into it, a really strong system in place, even if it's one person who understands this in place. let's flip roles and go to using a surrogate, steps to navigate. So if you are a individual or a couple looking to utilize a surrogate, number one, we want to determine whether the surrogate is the right choice for you. It's a pretty vague statement, but research the different types of surrogacy, traditional or gestational, and consider your medical, emotional, financial circumstances as well. There's a lot of great companies that could help this. My favorite is GoStark. I will link them in the show notes, and they built their services around helping with this process as well. And I just love what they offer for this. Number two, select a surrogacy agency. So just like the surrogates, the intended parents can also benefit from guidance and support from an agency. So again, choose an agency that has a proven track record for successful matching. How long is the matching taking? That really is important for you guys in this step because you wanted a baby yesterday, most likely. So really finding one that has a good timeline in place and has a good process in place for matching is important. Number three, choose your surrogate. Work closely with your agency to select the surrogate who aligns with your values, expectations, and preferences. So a lot of times this might look like, again, look at their medical history, their lifestyle. That's a huge thing my patients talk about with me is really looking at this individual's lifestyle, their family's lifestyle, who else is involved, personality. Like this is somebody who's going to probably more than likely for some be part of your life forever. I see so many fun pictures from friends and patients who have used surrogates and you that you maintain that relationship for a long time. That might look different in how you maintain that relationship. And maybe you won't retain that, but really taking into consideration the personality and having a bond with them. Number four, legal agreements. So collaborate with legal experts to draft a legal agreement. Again, agencies will help you with this, but really understand your rights and responsibilities of everybody involved and what it looks like and negotiating that. I've had patients negotiate some of those things as well, but really to have a clear, easy way to understand that. Number five, emotional support. Again, it's going to be an emotional journey for you as well. So having that support system in place really early on, having therapy involved, counseling, support groups, a buddy just to help you through all this is so important. Surrogacy is a deeply meaningful and transformative journey, and it requires careful consideration and planning. It's not an easy decision to make. It's probably not going to happen overnight. But whether you're interested in becoming a surrogate or using a surrogate is such a beautiful journey to go down, and there's so many resources and support out there for you. I hope you found these steps helpful. Maybe if you're just thinking about it or if you're in the journey already, just for some reassurance that you're on the right path, you're working at the right agency, and really just feeling validated on what goes into this journey. I want you to move forward with confidence and a clear understanding. I just don't want you to feel like you're walking through mud, no matter what side of this you're on, and really just knowing that there's resources out there. So remember again, both surrogates and intended parents play a crucial role in creating a family and building connections that will last a lifetime. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.